Moin moin and welcome to In Divine Flow, your podcast for conscious mompreneurs, and we are getting into alignment first today. Why? I want to, you know, take you with me into what's why I am using this divine superpower and why I want to initiate you into it. I will give you some really, really good reasons, and I will give you in this episode, finally, some practical tips. What I think is the number three things that we as conscious mompreneurs really need. They are very practical, so hang on. But first, I want to give you some of the scenarios. I want to dive deeper into the scenarios that can happen once you get initiated into your divine superpower as a conscious mompreneur, as a conscious mom who creates, who is a creatrix. You are a creatrix, right? And what you need the special energy and the special room and this flow, this getting into divine flow, right? That will help you create what's in your truth, what is in your purpose, what is there for you, that wants to be, or that wants to get into the world, let's say it like this. What happened once I got initiated into my divine superpower? Well, since then, I align much faster back into my body, my vision, my worth, and my true path. That's my number one thing, really. And it's about this aligning faster. Yes, maybe you can align through weeks and weeks and weeks of practice, but isn't it, as especially as mom, so valuable if you can align in seconds, just like this? Because we do need it, right? There's so much hustle around us, and the moment that we do finally have some time for ourselves, but also for our creations, we really need to get into alignment fast, because we don't have that much time, right? So what happened to me once I got initiated back into using my divine superpower? I happened to align much faster back into my own spirit and my body, my being, my vision, my truth, my path, my worth, without doubting, without being stuck in all the issues that are facing when you have a full life. And secondly, I can come back not only faster to myself, but I can, that helps me to really figure out what has priority right now. What's next? Like, what are the next steps? And that is so, so, so super important. Such a super important skill for moms who want to create. Because you need to prioritize, right? You need to really know what is the number one thing that you should prioritize. Maybe that's your inner sanity first, and then creation, and then maybe it's important to know, what are you creating first? Like, is it content? Is it strategy? Is it your course? Is it your clients? Is it social media? There's so many options when you're creating your own business that you can feel overwhelmed, right? So what happened to me once I got initiated into using my divine superpower? I used this divine superpower to, in an instant, write down the next three steps and then do them. Not get lost in a million pages of to-do lists, because that can be very overwhelming, right? And next up, number four, I can filter through the noise. I can filter through all the noise, everything that's coming to me. I can now filter in an instant what is important, what is not important, what do I do now, what do I do next week, what do I do never, right? And you need to be bold for that. you need to claim your power for that. You need to really believe in yourself and your vision to do that, because it requires you to say no, right? It requires you to say, this is my boundary and not more, not further beyond that. So that happened to me once I got initiated back into using my divine superpower. Once I've learned to use the divine superpower, but I also needed to trust in it again, and I needed to really embody and use it, right? So there's much more to it. But the initiation is the first step, and we're going to do this initiation together, if you want, on the 18th of April at 10 a.m. Central European time. So if you're in Germany, that's your time. And depending on who's there, I will do it in either German or English. The ceremony is 90 minutes just for you, and you will get initiated into using your divine superpower. We will get out of survival mode into the body and into a connection that will help you find, first of all, this divine superpower again. And then you will feel how it is to use it. And that might lead you to also then, for me, as it was the first points I just told you about, to align much faster, to come back to yourself, to prioritize, to connect, to write down in an instant the next steps, to filter out the noise. And so, and what's much more important, actually, to be honest, point number five, I trust myself in my path. Because once I can connect into this divinity, into source consciousness, I really connect back into trusting myself and my path, no matter what everyone else is doing, right? Because it's so unique for us, and our circumstances are so unique. The only thing that can really help you is if you come back into trusting yourself and your path, right? And then going it forward. Number six is, for me, I actually started to create again without being stuck in the doubting mode. Because we can't afford to be stuck in a doubting mode, right? As mothers, we don't have that much time to really to doubt ourselves so much. I mean, we will be there again and again. That's life. It comes in circles. But you can get out of doubting yourself much faster if you connect to a higher consciousness that will tell you in love, that will give you a feeling of you are enough. You are enough in what you're doing right now. You don't need to doubt yourself and your path. Maybe your path is to go out there and scream, ah, I'm ready, you know, book me. Or your path is, I'm a mother and that's me right now. And I'm staying so present with that, and I will get help, and I will get financial resources from other way, and I will just share with other people and other mothers and help them through that. That can be also your path, right? Do not doubt your path, because it is unique to you. There's a unique path to you. And for me, I allowed myself to be guided again by this higher consciousness, the source, the creator, creatrix, you name it. But I allowed myself to be guided, right? That's the difference. If you know before motherhood, maybe you were connected to your spiritual path and you might have lost it, but are you really allowing yourself to get back into it? You need to allow yourself that. But once you get initiated back into it, you will be able to allow it more and more and more. And then I also allowed myself to be guided by an actual real mentor. It doesn't need to be just the one thing, right? You can use this divine superpower, and you should. But you can also get a real mentor, maybe a mentor like me who helps you to get into divine superpower, but maybe it's another mentor. I'm just saying, I got a a business mentor who is also a spiritual person, who's also a mother, get someone who knows how you're feeling, who can really relate to your struggles and where you feel safe to talk about them. I will open up a space for conscious mompreneurs soon where this is possible, where you can, you know, show yourself and your challenges and be held through them and be able to also talk about how it is going with your divine superpower. So be part of this ceremony on the 18th of April and you will know, you will be the first to know how this space will look like. It will be gold. I would have wanted this a year ago, definitely for myself. Okay, what else happened to me once I got initiated into using my divine superpower? The last point is I am actually going out there again and showing myself and doing also the hard work, but with joy and ease and commitment to my vision, to my values, to showing up even in challenging times. And that's something you can do as well. So if you feel the call to be initiated, come to that ceremony. There will also be a replay. I'm happy to guide you through initiating your own unique path and divine superpower again. And see you there. Link is in the bio. And link is on Instagram, but also in the show notes. And here now is the time, dumb roll, of sharing my practical tips with you as a conscious mompreneur. How I get into creation mode while not losing being a conscious mother and a present mother. Well, this is the most practical. I start with the most practical tip ever coming from me here in Divine Flow Podcast. It's a device. It's a technical. No, it's a little bit of a technical device. It's called Brick, BRICK, a brick, and it's an actual little brick, and it helps you to have focus time. So what might happen to you as well, once you have time for yourself, so you start scrolling, you're very focused on your phone because maybe the person that looks after your child wants to get in touch with you. And I know it's scary to not be available, but the brick thing is nice because if you actually are working and you need, you know, you need to use your phone, your camera, or you need to, you know, work on your, I don't know, what was an actual thing that really helped me. I actually sometimes need to use my phone and my laptop when I'm creation mode, but I don't want to use my WhatsApp then and get distracted by it. So you can cut that out, but you can still put your phone on, you can stay in flight, not you have to put your phone in flight mode. You can stay online still and be reachable in case, but you can't click on Instagram and easily, you know, scroll through it again. You need to unbrick then. It's very useful device. It's not, this is not in any way something I want to sell to you because I don't even have a code or anything. You could just use it, brick, put it in and buy it because it's amazing. Then my practical tip, which is very practical, but also in a different kind of practical way, is once you have the time to create and to work, really carve out time to prioritize alignment first. And that can be to go for a walk in nature, to meditate, to really cry out, to release emotions, to connect to this higher divinity first. Prioritize alignment first. That's my second tip. And it is kind of practical because you need to carve out time for that and put that on your list. It's important. And the third one is get real help, like real help, like help in your for your home, for looking after your child, for your business. I have help with social media. I have help with the finances. That is also very practical. Really get down there and get help. And maybe use your divine connection to get a feeling of what and how that help might look like. So you you feel like what I'm saying is get that freaking divine superpower. It will help you with everything. Also with the practical side of things. Okay, my love, I will stop here because I know time is valuable. I hope you got everything out of this episode that you need right now. And I am super, super, super excited to see you in the Divine Superpower Initiation Ceremony on the 18th of April. Love to you. And always stay connected.